neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
That means the special dreams, it's a sign of warning that Shulchan Aruch brings. So one must fast. Even on Shabbat, let's say if somebody on Friday night will dream these particular dreams, so right away on Shabbat he has to cancel all his seudot and fast. Same thing with Hanukkah. So now, if one is obligated to fast, so then he has to fast another time because he's fasted on Shabbat or on Hanukkah, because he canceled the Simcha of the Hanukkah, so he has to make up for it by fasting, even though it was not his fault. But obviously, if they had him to dream such a dream, so that means it's a warning. So that's why he has to fast right away. That means usually in Hanukkah time. So we don't go. So now there's a discussion, Rivet Sadirim, like in Eretz Yisrael, that we have Rivet. So the question is, if it's permitted at the time of the Hanukkah to go to the Divrei Tzaddikim. So if it's permitted, it's not permitted. So now, the reason that it's not permitted to go to Beit HaRuvarot, because people become emotional and cry and so on. But Divrei Tzaddikim usually is not so, even though that they have bakashot and so on, the plead, but the hold to go to Rivei Sadirim is not a problem. So if one happened to be in Eretz Yisrael, he likes to go to Rivei Sadirim, it is permitted to go.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.